You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo, this hardcore ghetto gangster image takes a lot of practice. I'm not black like Barry White, no, I am white like Frank Black is. So if man is 5 and the devil is 6, then that must make me 7. This honky's gone to heaven, but if I go to hell, well then I hope I burn well. I'll spend my days with JFK, Marvin Gaye, Martha Ray, and Lawrence Welk, and Kurt Cobain, Kojak, Mark Twain, and Jimi Hendrix, Poltergeist, and Webster, yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, cause he's the Antichrist. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water.
Don't care.
keeping it clean.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my own private Idaho in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'm back for more. I will be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 74 of the program. It is an all-original and research episode. I did try to come into the station last week. In fact, I did make it to the station. I wanted to do a live episode at the new CJSF studios, and what would have been my first live on-air episode since, I think, March 13th of 2020, so nearly 2.5 years. I have been oriented at the new station now. I know where it is, and I know where to park. So I planned out a show and packed a bunch of records in a box and went up to the station last Friday. But I was late. I wanted to finish one more task before I left the house, which was related to the production of tonight's show. And also I liked taking Parker and Curtis instead of Hastings to get there. And I got caught behind one of the slowest drivers ever, and you can't pass people there. So I'm busting it up the mountain, and then I park my car and race up a bunch of stairs, box of records in hand, run through the student union building, down a bunch of stairs to where the station is, run to the door. I got about 90 seconds to spare, and the door's locked. And there are buttons for a code, but I don't know the code. Nobody told it to me, and so that was that. So that is my pretext for not having a new episode last week. Work has gone a bit sideways for me, which is temporary, and in the meantime I've committed to producing more radio, so that is my excuse for last week. Mercury retrograde station. I'm blaming the universe. But like I always say, the less radio I make, the better it gets, and the quality of shows I've made this year has been quite high. Case in point is tonight's show, which aside from the bookends, if you've been listening since the top of the hour, you've already suffered through one, but tonight's show is stellar, and is probably the best episode of the year so far. As I already mentioned, it is an all-original and research episode, and I've recently gone through 3 months of Earshot charts, CITR charts, and Pitchfork. Aside from a couple of randoms, the belly of the show tonight is all brand new. As usual, this crop of new music has defied all of my expectations and recent trends, but this show is nothing if not agile. The show started tonight with my maximum hit quotient. It was Bloodhound Gang from 1996, Harvey Danger from 1997, and then Jimmy Eat World from 2001. There is trivia tonight. The answer will be revealed during the next break. What do Jimmy Eat World, Deftones, and Effed Up have in common? I'll rephrase that. What did they have in common back in the day? So what did Jimmy Eat World, Deftones, and Effed Up have in common back in the day? That is trivia for tonight for all you bald or partially bald millennials. Finishing up the set was Pyle and Wint. So that is what's happening as soon as I stop talking. All the best new music from the last 3 months, with two randoms and minus whatever is on the Plex server. Do not miss this show. So drop whatever you're doing. Now that the show is repeated on Thursdays, the podcasts don't come out for 2 weeks. So this is it. And happy back to school, everyone at SFU. Come visit the station. Good luck finding it.